And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, something that we've tried to do 3 times before, and now we're committed to the process. Well, it took 3 times to get there. The title, It Must Be You. Plus, we have Russell Schubin, Director of Christian Outlook, who joins us to review the best from the best of the best of the best from the best of Christian talk radio. Get this one. We have another DDD called Giving. Ooh, it's not what you think. Take a deep breath. And then we'll close it out with a note from Dave.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then, David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. They gave me a new anchor dashboard from Salem Media Group. And it's still loading from 10 minutes ago. It's fantastic. Like at the speed of light, like how my check gets here. Oh, hey, boy, vey. So much more to talk about. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Hey, give us a call at 866-577-2473-866-KPRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's not amateur radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, right here on K-Praise, 1210 a.m. here, the Christian station in San Diego, California. We're going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by for SRN News.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Hundreds of thousands of demonstrators appeared once again in Washington for the 44th annual March for Life, marking the Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion in the United States. A big difference in this year's parade was the open participation of the White House in the demonstration. Vice President Mike Pence told the crowd it is important for the pro-life movement to show compassion for all.
Let this movement be known for love, not anger. Let this movement be known for compassion, not confrontation.
Pence also promised the crowd a Supreme Court pick in the tradition of the late Justice Antonin Scalia. Meanwhile, President Trump says while he thinks torture does work in defeating the enemies of the United States, he will allow Defense Secretary James Mattis to overrule him.
I happen to feel that it does work. I've been open about that for a long period of time, but I am going with our leaders.
Mattis has questioned the effectiveness of tactics such as waterboarding. Meanwhile, at Mattis's swearing in at the Pentagon this afternoon, Mr. Trump announced new vetting measures for refugees to keep radical Islamic terrorists from coming into the country.
We want to ensure that we are not admitting into our country the very threats our soldiers are fighting overseas. We only want to admit those into our country who will support our country and love deeply our people.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down by 7 points to close at 20,094. The Nasdaq, however, up by 6 points. The S&P declined 2. And crude oil down 61 cents to close at $53.17 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. This is SRN News.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesimus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger, they are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I'm just encouraging everybody to take a deep breath. And the reason is because whatever you got going on in life, not that important. Something happens that's serious, you'll know, right? Now, if you're a person that has something that's serious going on, we're with you in prayer, because that's the way we ought to be, all right? All right, this segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing, our great friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway at Excalibur Roofing. I just, you know, people have talked to me a lot, and they've even asked me, what are they like? And I've seen Eric and Ingrid privately, socially, and then also at events where we get together, church people get together, or Christians gather. And they're just really solid people doing the best they can at what they do. And it's not like, you know, is Eric like a, just you know, like he's almost like a wizard with roofs? No, he just pours his heart into what he does. And I think that's what we all want. Is that when you're getting some kind of service, you're getting some kind of response, or you're asking for some kind of help and something, that the people that are with you pour their hearts into it. And that's a big part of how Excalibur Roofing runs their company. I encourage you, if you got anything going on, it doesn't matter if it's new roof construction, repairs, doesn't matter if it's waterproofing, remodeling, doesn't matter if it's commercial or residential. Residential is close to residential. Anyway, it doesn't matter what that is. If it's a roof issue, Excalibur Roofing can help you. ExcaliburRoofing.com. That's their website. Plus, you can go to Facebook and type in Excalibur Roofing. Excalibur Roofing in Facebook. It'll pop right up. Their number, 760-743-8803. 760-743-8803. I do want to remind you, we talked about this on Tuesday for the entire show. On Wednesday for the entire show, we had Scott Wilder with us from American Leprosy Mission. Scott, a great radio legend, 12 and a half years in Dallas on multiple stations doing 3 hours a day of Christian talk. Hats off. That's very, very difficult.
And he has now joined up, and what he does now is he takes up different causes, and he spends his time helping them raise funds. And when we were talking about the American Leprosy Missions, the fact of the matter is I really had a lot of reservation. I've heard it done before, actually, on this station, and I wasn't real happy with it years ago, before I joined. And so when Scott came in and did the presentation we talked about, it was like it was rock solid, Bible-based functionality, the way that I need to see it. $90 in donations, $90 in a gift helps three children get the cure for leprosy. Plus, when they get that medicine, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is preached and brought to them. And believe me, they are receptive. So I encourage you to go to kprz.com. That's kprz.com, or call them directly, 800-443-0838, 800-443-0838. Ready? We don't have a sound for this, do we? No. So we don't have a bunch of sounds today because the sounds that I gave Tugboat Todd, well, we have a tugboat sound. I think that's somewhere on there on that channel thing. Yeah, that's the sound. But the sounds I gave were tough. So the title of this, It Must Be You, and this is for those of us who know that we're Christians, we're Bible-believing Christians, but there's times and moments where perhaps the older part of us slips into play, and instead of following that scripture that says any person who is in Christ is a new creation, old things are past, all things are new, you know the beginning part of that scripture says anybody who's in Christ. But sometimes you and I wake up, get out of bed, we drink our coffee, and then we are not so in Christ. We're up, but we're not necessarily in. So from time to time, we might, distribute blame in other places, but ourselves kind of mentality. And that's what I want to talk about. It must be you. And instead of this being, it's got to be you, this is more, it's you. It's you and you. Here it is, Genesis 31 through 2. When Rachel saw that she was not bearing Jacob any children, she envied her sister. "Give me sons or I will die," she said to Jacob. Jacob became angry with Rachel and said, "Am I in God's place who has withheld children from you?" So just so you can understand what's going on, Rachel and her sister are in a competition, and Rachel is losing badly. The competition is who can have babies and who can have more of them. And Rachel has put up zero on the scorecard. She is doing zippity. So her sister is prevailing. Leah is doing a better job than Rachel was doing. And Rachel goes to Jacob. Now, Father, this is what I want you to catch, and says, "Give me sons or I will die." So who is she blaming about this childbearing process? Is she blaming, the city they live in or the pastor area they live in? No. Is she blaming her extended family? No. Is she blaming even her sister? No. She's blaming Jacob because she doesn't have the childbearing capacity that the Lord did not grant her. But Jacob is not an entire dummy. Just the only part of the things he does, he acknowledges we're not bright. And he just goes, hey, don't be pointing the finger at me. I'm not in the place of God. God gives life. God grants those gifts. Don't drop this bucket on me. And what we do, oh, here it comes, is we tend to focus our disruption frustrations on people, on other people, even if they're close to us. So if you're married and you've been married for more than 30 minutes, you already know what I'm talking about, how that a husband and wife inadvertently may shift blame of a frustration on their significant other. How a best friend with another best friend may, in a moment, shift frustration onto another. How siblings might, in a moment, shift frustration and blame
onto another, which is why this is titled "It Must Be You." It's easier to project and to say this problem I'm having is somebody else's fault because you can't really charge God and you don't want to blame yourself. So you pick. And typically when you get to that level of engagement and interaction, when we're talking about it to that truest level, you're going to pick somebody who's close, or closer, I should say, and drop that on them. And you got to be careful, because blaming others, watch this, blaming others when God's plan is in action, blaming others when God has something that God is doing, putting that on somebody else when God is the one who's orchestrating is a bad idea. So if you have shifted blame, in fact, if I have shifted blame, if I blamed a coworker because of my own inabilities or inadequacies, if I blame somebody else because I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do, or if I blame somebody else because I don't want to take responsibility, which is the garden sin, she made me do it. The snake made me do it. Then we need to pull that back and recognize sometimes the things that don't happen the way we think should happen, happen because they're part of God's plan. That's number one. And number two, blaming everybody around us is not cool. Now, you might be 90 years old, because we have people who are 90 years old who are listening to me, and even they understand that is not cool. It is not something we should be doing. And you can blame this person and that person, but what if all that you go through has purpose and plan to it? Or better said, are you telling me everything you go to doesn't have divine purpose and plan? Wow. What is your God off visiting Jupiter? Right? Got me? So we got to be careful blaming others when God's plan is in action. If you get frustrated, get it. I get there too. But let's bring it before the Lord instead of dropping it on other people like it's their fault. All right, you're going to take a short break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesimus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger, they are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Come on, just give in already. Do it.
Ever heard that little voice? The one that says,
look, it's not that bad.
That's temptation talking. The Bible says that God will never tempt us, but God does allow temptation to happen to test our faith. The good news is that he's given us plenty of advice in his word on how to fight it. First, know that you can make the right choice in a tempting situation because you'll never be tempted beyond what you can handle. Second, remember that God's son, Jesus Christ, was tempted too, so he understands your struggle to resist. Third, realize that God is loving and merciful. So even if you do give in to temptation and choose to sin, God will forgive your sins if you repent and surrender your heart to Jesus. You can learn more about temptation and starting a relationship with Jesus at findpeacewithgod.net from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded, and testimonials from people just like you, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, Doc, I need some brain surgery, so just pull out that scalpel and get her done. Not a smooth move. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or go to their website at ExcaliburRoofing.com. All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I do want to let you know before we bring on our next guest, my very good friend, Pastor Ray Bentley, Senior Pastor of Maranatha Chapel, going to be having a conference this Saturday from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. For those that are interested, it is free. Get out of town. It's free? It's free. There's no child care provided. But it is a conference so that you can know on prophecy. It's a prophecy conference with Pastor Ray and Graham Lotz is going to be there. Dr. Robert Mawire is going to be there. Tom Doyle. Oh, there's some big names. Come on. These are huge people. And I'm encouraging you to check it out. If you're looking for something to do this weekend and you're like, you know, I don't got that much going on. It's not like you're watching the Super Bowl tomorrow. Come on now. It's not on yet. Nice try. And the Pro Bowl on Sunday doesn't count. That's not real football. So here's the bottom line. You can go to Maranatha Chapel, maranathachapel.org. Get more information. Always, when Ann Grand Lotz is there and Ray Bentley there, they get along great, smashingly. It's just a lot of fun, a lot of good information. I encourage you to check it out. Okay. Next week, in the middle of the week, we will be at 1,000 shows. And they never said I'd make it past 991. What did they know? Anyway, my first guest is my main guest. He's my man. He's my connection to the corporate world of Salem Media Group. And without him, I'd probably never talk to them. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, our very own Russell Shubin, the director of Christian Outlook, which is on here. KPRZ, Saturdays 11 p.m., Sundays 4 p.m., Sundays 11 p.m., and also ChristianOutlook.com, available for your perusing, or actually for listening. How you doing, my good friend Russell?
I'm doing great. Great to be with you again. Interesting times.
Never fails, does it? It never fails to get more and more, what's that expression, curiouser and curiouser. It's getting to be one of those elements. Talk to me first about the show. Let's cover some of the details in the show and talk about life as we understand it from the Christian Outlook point of view.
Well, that word life covers a lot of what's in this program and a lot of what's in the news today. Today, as you know, or you likely know, and your listeners as well, is the March for Life in Washington, D.C. And we look at the march itself, but also just the issue of life with Anna Grossu of Family Research Council, was with Georgine, talking about the reinstating of the Mexico City policy. In short, that means that our foreign funding of our foreign aid dollars will not go to support abortions overseas. Continue that conversation with Matt Staver of the Liberty Council. And we hear from Ralph Drollinger as well from Capital Ministries, a great man, a good man, and he's doing instrumental in Bible studies in the Senate and in the House. And he talks about just the good group of incoming congressmen and women that are making themselves a part of the Bible studies that are available and they're making themselves a part of it because they're earnest and sincere believers, and I think you see that taking some of the fruits of earnest and sincere faith, but also some bold faith with what is happening with some of the pro-life moves on the Hill and pro-life moves from the president and the support that has been received with. We also hear from Brad Dacus from Pacific Justice, probably somebody you've had on your show before, follow up on the California law that prohibits ministers from recommending professional counseling and facilitating and prohibits a professional counselor from counseling a young teen who is struggling with his or her sexual identity or gender orientation. That's a court battle, and it's going to likely go all the way to the Supreme Court. So it's something to watch, and it makes the Supreme Court appointment that we're awaiting next week all the more important. We hear from Ann McElhaney and Phelim McAleer. They have their new book out on Gosnell, and they have a film that they've done on Gosnell as well. And many listeners will remember Kermit Gosnell was the Philadelphia abortionist who was responsible for three murders, that is, babies born alive that he put to death, but countless other macabre, horrific activities in a filthy place, both morally and physically. And they're trying to tell his story, and it's one that needs to be told. It's a hard one, but it's one that we do well to pay attention to. And we look as well, the contrast of this pro-life march and the tone of it in D.C. today is in striking contrast to the tone of the one the week before, which was the women's march, where they squeezed out pro-life women and said that they're not welcome for that march. And today's march received a little bit of coverage, but CNN today was still giving extensive coverage to the women's march last week. So it's going to be interesting to see how these sorts of issues are dealt with going forward. But that's what we got for this week. It should be a great program.
Yeah, you got a lot of material there. And I do want to say, somebody gave me a notice that I have repeated before, and I'll bring it up to you, and then we'll go. I want to talk about the comparison between the two gatherings. But they did say, how do you know if the mainstream is lying? And the simple answer was they're talking. So the thing you got to remember is they're not going to cover anything that can be pro-Christian. That's why CNN stands for Christians Not Necessary. And some of these other groups, they're so anti-Christian, anti-conservative, anti any form of morality. Their morality is, in fact, immorality. I mean, that is really the place they've taken, and the mainstream media is in cahoots with all these different groups. And first of all, I can't remember a vice president ever speaking at one of these events, so that's kind of cool that Mike Pence took the time. But I just want to address that difference that you brought up. The difference in spirit between what took place with the women's march, nothing but anger and a despicable display, versus people who are trying to promote life. The other people are trying to promote death and discouragement. How do people not see that contrast, or do they, and they've already picked sides?
Well, there's the percentage on both sides who have already taken sides, that there are people like you and me, and I imagine many or most of your listeners have already decided. And then on the hard left, there are many who they could see whatever facts and whatever about abortion, and they wouldn't change. But how big are those in the middle? Like, that is, how big a group is it? 20% of the population, 30%, 40% who probably they don't want to think about it because makes them too uncomfortable. Pro-abortion women to say that they are against them, and they don't want pro-lifers to make them feel uncomfortable by showing them the the dignity and the humanity of the unborn baby. But it's getting those. It's those are the people we need to reach, and we can shift opinion. I think what you see happening with the president or the vice president appearing today, you're absolutely right. It has never happened before, and if it's nothing else, it is enormous wind in the sails of the pro-life community, and I think we need to recognize that things really can change. It really can change. Roe can be overturned, and there's the boldness and in this president to do what he can legislatively, but there'll be the boldness I believe with the nominee to overturn Roe v. Wade. And there are many pro-abortion advocates who believe that Roe v. Wade was wrongfully decided.
You know, what I look at, I just do this because it's, a conversation. I'm a grandfather last year, going to be a grandfather again in about 4.5 weeks. Here's the thing. I look at it, and I pull that step back. This is not a biblical question. From a biblical point of view, there is no question that, it doesn't matter what anybody says. Each person is first and foremost God's property, and each person's body is God's property first, not their own. So I understand where everybody's coming from, but it's not biblical. But what I find amazing in the realm of common sense in reasoning is that if you have a pro-life person and they talk with a pro-choice person, the pro-choice person is many things, but choice is not one of them. And that's the part that drives me nuts. It's like they wouldn't let pro-life women into the march last week because they're pro-life. Isn't that a choice?
Yeah. Well, it certainly is a choice. Another way to look at this in the macro, the other controversial issue in the news over the past decade is first it was global warming, now it's climate science. But what the label that the extreme environmental wing wants to use, they use a label of anti-science. Well, if the science is pretty clear and definitive on when life begins, the most anti-science movement in the world is the one who says that that's not a human life until it comes out, until it's separate from the mother. Right. It is the most anti-science view around. And with this one, there's deadly, deadly consequences. To date, it's between 58 million is a low number you'll hear since Roe v. Wade decision, and 60 million is the higher number you hear.
Yeah, that's amazing. And that's an excellent point that you just made. And that's one of the reasons I want people to check out Christian Outlook and go to the website and listen to the show, or to listen here on KPRZ's station, where we have it going Saturdays 11 p.m., Sundays at 4 p.m., and then Sundays at 11 p.m., is because the point you just made right there is something that the Christian outlook, Christian viewpoint, Christian perspective needs to be understood clearly. And that is the very people that are claiming it's science and science and science, then you take that same thought process or logic and apply it to another area of activism, and then all of a sudden it doesn't apply. And it's just like, exactly. You can't run that both directions. You can't go east and west at the same time. I'd like somebody to try and see what happens. Excellent job, Russell, as usual. Great, great job. Thank you, my friend, for being on the show for as many times as you have been, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
Always great to be with you. God bless you and all your listeners. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on KPRZ AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210, KPRZ, the Christian station.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted KPRZ partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
The world is changing. Don't get caught unprepared. Join the For Such a Time as This conference, February 17th and 18th at Calvary Chapel, Oceanside. How can you not only survive, but spiritually thrive during these challenging times? How is Israel God's prophetic timepiece? What are our God-appointed callings in these times? Hear powerful, inspirational speakers, including the world's foremost Jewish apologist and radio host, Dr. Michael Brown, co-host of the Way of the Masters TV show, Ray Comfort, and Tom Doyle, the award-winning author of Dreams and Visions in the Muslim World and Terrorism, Living Your Faith When It's Not Safe. Plus, you'll be able to see the world's only complete set of ancient Old Testament scrolls and experience Tabernacle Alai, a life-size reenactment of the biblical tabernacle. Don't miss For Such a Time as This, Israel, Islam, and the Church. President's Day weekend at Calvary Chapel, Oceanside. Only $19 through February 1st, $34 at the door. Space is limited. Register at IsraelNowConference.com. That's IsraelNowConference.com.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger, they are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
So I come to you, my friend, and now I'm asking you again to forgive my sin.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. That's a song that I co-wrote with my brother. That happens to be a very personal song for me. I really appreciate that moment with the Lord. Do not forget a couple things. Israel Now Conference taking place February 17th and 18th at Calvary Chapel, Oceanside. So that's going to take place in a couple of weeks. We're going to have an interview on that. Go to IsraelNowConference.com. It's got a lineup of powerful, inspirational speakers. And in a world that is changing, don't get caught unprepared. Join in for Such a Time as This conference. I love that. It's a great way to say that. Tony Evans, of course, Monday through Fridays, 10:30. You are welcome to check that out. Also, we have Eric Meekins on Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock called This Is Our Prayer. And if you've not had the chance to hear that show on Sundays in your home Sunday mornings, and you're looking for somebody just to pray with you, you know, without somebody that has to, like, maybe know everything about you, but pray with you and have other brothers and sisters praying with you, I'm telling you, give Eric's show a checkout, a shout-out. And he'll sit there and he'll pray with you right over the air. You don't have to reveal everything, but his whole show is dedicated and devoted to praying. I mean, how cool is that? That's very, very cool. Finally, I do want to say this. I had a huge meeting this morning. Huge. How big? Large. Really large. How big? Really. And we were talking about some of the things that KPRZ is going to be doing over this next year. Some of them are a little cooler than you know, because I got permission to give away stuff that's not just books. Ah! So if you can say restaurants, you can say money, you can say gift prizes, there's going to be some things coming down the pipeline after our anniversary show, which we are giving away a free dinner on the anniversary show. I haven't even told you about that yet. Going to talk about it all next week. We're pulling a couple of things off of crazyprice.com and giving them away. Come on, that's fun. So we're going to be doing that, but don't forget about the KPRZ mobile app for KPRZ for your iPhone or for your Android, because we're going to do all our stuff through this app, and we're giving away money, gift certificates, prizes, restaurants, hotels, spas. I'm not giving away a hotel. It's a night at a hotel. The whole thing.
Little do they know, though, if they win the restaurant thing, they have to take me with them.
Okay, Tugboat Todd has put a caveat. Not caviar, but a caveat in the process. Thank you, sir. Do we have one on giving? We don't have one on giving, do we? We do have one. Go ahead and give me whatever you got on giving.
Reach down into your pockets.
That is so funny.
Reach down into your pockets.
Okay, you can put that up on the tile. That's a good one. We don't have to use that even when we're doing an appeal every once in a while. It's pretty good. Giving Matthew chapter 26, verse 26 through 27. I'm going to go 1 minute extra on this, so bear with me. It says, while they were eating, Jesus took bread, spoke a blessing, and broke it, and gave it to the disciples, saying, take and eat. This is my body. Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Forgiveness of sins is not earned. You cannot attain to a level where your righteous deeds are in comparison to your unrighteous deeds. You have sinned at least 292,000 times if you live till you're 80 years old. I'm just saying. But look at what is at the core of Jesus talking about the new covenant. Look at what is at the core. They're eating, right? And eating is a staple of life, right? This is, you're not talking about a luxury. They're not out on a boat. They're eating. And while Jesus is eating, he spoke a blessing over the bread. He broke it, and he gave it. Can I tell you something, folks? That is an illustration of giving. Listen to me. Listen, I'm going to show you this. It happens twice. In this process of him establishing the covenant, he takes the bread, he speaks a blessing. Instead of saying anything negative about what he doesn't have,
I don't have a Lexus.
He goes, thank you for the bread. He then breaks it, which means he sections it. You understand that? You take a piece of bread and you tear it in different sections, and he sections it out, so he's doing stewardship with it. And then he gives it.
All right, Bonzo.
Listen to the three principles Jesus uses in the process of giving. He's thankful, he stewardships over it, and he shares it. Now, you want to know something that's going to blow your mind if you stick with me in this? Seriously, this is going to blow your mind. It's the same formula for the body and the blood. Listen to what Jesus did. This is my blood, he said, right? But first, the scripture says he takes it, right? He takes a cup, gives thanks, and he took it, he gave thanks, and he gave it away. He takes what he has, and he says, thank you. He doesn't take what he doesn't have and say, where's the rest? He doesn't take his 7/8 and go, where's the other eighth? He looks at the 7/8 and goes, thank you. And then he gives it. You getting that? You see how that's working? I want you to catch this because it's super cool. The process of giving and giving with the right spirit and giving with the right heart is you thank God for what you do have, and then you share it. And what does the Lord take from somebody who's got the little itty-bitty thing? I mean, I like what Scott Wilder said about the young man with his lunch. Now, I didn't say anything to Scott because I love Scott. But the kid had, the loaves and the fishes, right? That was a lot for a kid to eat. I didn't want the heart to say to him, that's a little more than a lunch. But that's not the point. The point is this, that he took a little and made much of it. Jesus didn't sit down and go, well, thanks a lot, Father, because we only got 2 fish and 5 loaves. What am I supposed to do with this?
There wasn't a complaining spirit there. There was a thankfulness for what he had, and then he gave it away. That, my friends, is the spirit of giving. That is how we are supposed to function. You're supposed to thank God for what you have and share it. That's giving the kingdom way. Got it? Get it? Cool. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on KPRZ AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210, KPRZ, the Christian station.
Pastor Ray Bentley said the world is not falling apart. The world is falling into place. You're invited to the Convergence Prophecy Conference the weekend of January 28th at Maranatha Chapel in San Diego with Ann Graham Lotz, Tom Doyle, Robert Mawiri, Bill Koenig, and Pastor Ray Bentley. See what the Bible says about the times in which we live. It's a free event, the Convergence Prophecy Conference the weekend of January 28th. Details at maranathachapel.org.
The Queen's chaplain, who questioned Quran prayers in a cathedral, has stepped down after attempts to silence him. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. Less than a week after one of the Queen's chaplains spoke out about an Islamic prayer denying the divinity of Jesus Christ being read in a Scottish cathedral, the senior churchman has tendered his resignation from that office. Former chaplain to Her Majesty, the Reverend Gavin Ashenden, announced his resignation on his personal blog, anticipating that the BBC Radio 4 segment on him and the controversy surrounding the Quranic readings in a Scottish cathedral to be broadcast on Sunday morning would reveal his resignation, despite his request to the contrary, remarking that the decision to step down was the most honorable course of action and had come after years of attempts to silence him. Reverend Ashenden said he had spoken out in the past on controversial matters as a matter of integrity and responsibility. Earlier this week, Reverend Ashenden called the decision to allow sung prayers from the Quran in a Scottish cathedral service that demands Allah is worshipped and denies the divinity of Jesus Christ blasphemy, and said the cathedral should apologize to persecuted Christians worldwide. He added, "I am fairly clear in my own mind that my duty to my conscience, to my orders, to my understanding of Christianity and my vocation is that I'm supposed to be speaking out in the public space on behalf of the Christ I serve." As healthcare costs continue to rise, many Christians are feeling the pinch. If you've been forced to choose between high health insurance premiums and huge tax penalties, it's time you considered a truly affordable alternative, MediShare. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. MediShare is not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
Please join us for a fun day at Journey Community Church's inaugural golf tournament at the Saquon Resort on January 30th at 11 a.m. All proceeds from the tournament will go to support our summer fun camps in 2017 in La Mesa, Tecate, and Haiti. The idea was to provide a fun, affordable camp for all kids, not just kids that want to go to church. For more information, please visit journeycommunitychurch.com/golf or call Mike Franz at 619-709-2260.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Hey, Bill from Bonzo called. We just want to relay what he was asking. We want to make sure everybody knows what's going on before we get into our next segment. Bill from Bonzo called. He said, "Hey, whatever happened to Ohio State Ron?" And so we wanted to answer that question for you. We think right now Ohio State Ron is wandering somewhere in the Joshua Desert because Ohio State did not score a single point in their bowl game. And I think Ron is not just in mourning, but in shock and has stripped off all worldly elements and now is simply wandering the earth, kind of like, Cain.
He can easily be spotted carrying a goose egg around.
Is that what it is? Wow. That's it must be getting heavy.
Dave, earlier you were talking about putting blame on other people.
I was.
do you have a story that you'd like to share about doing so?
That I set up with you before this started?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic.
The audience never know this is all set up.
I never want the audience to know it's set up when it's set up. Is that pretty clear, everybody? Everybody got that?
Did I read my script okay?
Yeah, it's fantastic. You know, I was trying not to make a problem with the T because they look like little crosses, so I apologize for that. Something that came to mind, we're going to get into a lot more teaching next segment, so everybody relax. But I was thinking about something about blaming other people, and a story came to mind over my past because the very first thing we talked about was, it's you. The very first segment talked about blaming other people for some of the struggles and dropping our frustrations on people and people that are close to us. I've told this story before, but it's been quite some time since I told it. But back in the day, about 3 years ago, maybe 2.5, maybe 3 years ago, my wife and I, my best friend in the whole world, most beautiful woman to me ever, she and I are just enjoying some really stupid television show on TV, and we are in our apartment, and at that point in the apartment we had, it was bright white carpet, right? You know what bright white carpet is? It's bright, and it's white, and it's carpet. And I had a nice size glass, 24 ounces, of some Crystal Light strawberry in my glass. Right. Got it. I'm with you, Dave. Cool. And we were talking and watching the show, which was pretty dull. And I turned my head, and with my hand, I hit my glass of Crystal Light strawberry, which then proceeded to cascade onto the bright white carpet. What was then to follow is pretty much out of the Garden of Eden and many other places where we recognize our sin, but it was that moment that I jumped up as the strawberry water was cascading over the white carpet and changing its look that I shot a look at my wife and said, "Where's the towel?" Like it was her fault that I knocked over the Crystal Light. Right? Then when she got me a towel and mildly confronted me on the insanity of my blaming her, do you know what I did? And this is the truth, I blamed Satan. Because that's what a spiritual person does when they realize they've really messed up with their wife or their significant other, and they don't want to feel bad about it. And so I said, "Stupid Satan," right? Because he was not involved either. See, the problem was my right hand, which is attached to my shoulder, which is somehow through my neck, then connected up to my brain, did not calculate that the flubbiness of the fingers would smack the Crystal Light and push it all over the white carpet, and thereby create a stain the size of Mount Rushmore, which, in fact, in the previous time I told this, I think I actually called it Mount Rushmore. So the point that I'm bringing that up is simply this, that it is easy, be it spiritual day or not spiritual day, for us not just to not want to accept responsibility, but to blame others, even if it seems initially non-spiritual, or even afterwards if we try to make it spiritual. You know what was spiritual about the Crystal Light falling on my carpet? Me not accepting responsibility and being a baby about it. That's what was spiritual. If Jesus is in the room, I probably don't get the shot off at the wife going, "Where's the towel?" like it's her fault. And I probably really don't get to blame Satan. I probably just look and go, "I'm stupid." That's it. Sometimes you just own it, you live on it, you deal with it, you move forward in it, right? Sometimes we do dumb things. It happens, right? And that is
exactly, though, why they did come up with the word accident. It's because it wasn't on purpose. I certainly didn't want to drop a stain on the bright white carpet, but it was nonetheless my fault. It just took me two entities to get to that before I could accept responsibility. So when I was talking about that blame thing, though that story did not come in mind when I was talking about it, I recognized that after I gave that information to Tugboat Todd, and I accept full responsibility for that. I apologize, by the way, profusely to my wife and on the air. And now 3 years later, though she has already forgiven me, but because I remembered it, I acknowledge that was still my error. There was nothing that she did that was ever wrong in there. I fully blame Crystal Light for making strawberry stuff that stains your carpet.
You ready?
I'm just
858.
Kidding. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience. Here on K-Praise, yes. AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Stand by for Marty. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.